radar.com.
Download the app
or hear it on your digital radio.
This is another Radar Radio discovery
on Australian First.
Our last one for the year 2010. We have picked lots of Radar Radio artists throughout the year and brought them to you and brought you a fabulous selection of new music.
Yeah, but I think we're ending with one of our favourites.
Well, a high point for sure.
Yeah.
On the line is a lady by the name of Georgia Juliet. Hello, Georgia.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. We're so excited to have a chat with you.
I'm so excited to chat with you too.
Now, before we get into anything, I just want to preempt with everyone listening right now, hang in for the song, because when you hear Stay Right Here,
it's lovely.
Yeah, you'll just be lost in it. It's so cute. Now, let's do the whole background and give everyone the rundown. You're originally from Perth?
I am originally from Perth. I moved over to Sydney about 4 years ago and studied at the Australian Institute of Music and got a bachelor's degree there.
You're fully qualified as a musician.
Yes. done all the cover gigs.
Well, how do you feel about
3 a.m.
that?
In the morning.
That's right, because a lot of people out there making music don't have a formal qualification. Do you think that sets you in a different place to other people?
Well, definitely. I mean, some people, they just have it naturally. They've got the talent. But I feel really blessed to have got an education with music, because I just feel like I have a deeper understanding of it. And when I'm writing songs, you know, just to have the actual theory behind what you're doing as well just really helps.
Yeah, see, I always wonder about when you're studying something like music, whether it's like, oh, I don't want to learn about everybody else that did it. I just want to do my own thing, which is
actually so exciting, because you get to do all the theory on like and history about the Beatles and all the jazz
right.
And how about it and what came first, and it's interesting, so glad I did it.
You're selling it really, really well.
Yeah,
I love
no, it sounds
yeah. Well, I mean, also studying something that you absolutely love, yeah. I don't see how anybody could find that boring.
So music was always going to be your path? You decided early?
Actually, I started doing a degree of law and then I quit and went to music.
Really?
Yeah, they're like different spectres.
I think if you did some research on entertainers that studied law and then gave it up and became entertainers, there's so many comedians and writers and musicians that were going to be lawyers and gave up. So good on you.
I know there is actually a few, hey?
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Quite strange. So your sound, when I first heard your song, I thought of The Waves.
One of my favourite bands.
Yeah, so is that the kind of influence that comes through in your music?
Yeah, I love The Waves, but I think more like The Beatles and Cat Stevens and Stevie Nicks. Obviously, massive fan. So more of the vintage, actually, because that's what my parents used to listen to. I grew up with that stuff. I adore it.
And so what's happening next for you? Because you had your EP out last year, but what have you got planned in the new year? What's coming out for you?
Big year. I'm looking forward to releasing 4 EPs.
Yep.
So one for every season.
Oh.
So one early in the year and then 3 others. So
why have you decided to do 4 EPs and not an album?
Actually, that was advice given to me by, I don't know if you guys have probably heard of him, Sebastian Chase from MGM.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an easier way, I think, to finance it, because I am independent. So doing an album, it's putting a lot of eggs in one basket and expenses-wise, probably not the wisest thing to do for me, but EPs, if I'm releasing one every season, it's fresh in people's minds.
Yeah. So, I actually like that idea. I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea too.
It's easier and it means I get to release more. And
will you theme them with the seasons?
Please do. I love autumn.
I think I will, actually.
I love that idea.
I think I will, and I'll have photos to match. You know, if it's summer, I'll be wearing summery stuff. If it's winter, it'll have a darker kind of bluesy appeal to it.
I love you now.
Brilliant.
All right, well, if anyone wants to know more, they should follow you at myspace.com/Georgia Juliet, which is G-E-O-R-G-I-A, and then Juliet with double T-E at the end. And, of course, hang here, because we want you to take in the new song, Stay Right Here. Georgia, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for talking with me, guys.
Absolute pleasure. Here's Stay Right Here from Georgia Juliet. You're going to love it on Australian First around Australia.
I've been hesitating so